Yo, welcome back. How are we going? I hope that wasn't too much moving. Quick intro, I'm Jimmy. We have these chats about once a day. I feel like the channel's starting to get a bit of momentum, which is cool. Thank you guys. Thanks for the support. Leave a like and comment if you find this valuable. But today's video, we're going to talk about that everyone's faking it. Everyone's faking it until they make it. So the idea of this came from thinking back in my journal. I dated a girl in my mid-20s, early 20s, before my wife, after my ex-girlfriend. Did we date? Did I see her? I don't know. It depends who you ask. But she was addicted to social media. She's gone on to become something social media-wise. Like, she's got a big following and influence and all that jazz. But I just wanted to take a step back and help everyone realize that social media and what you see people thinking they're making it with is a load of fucking shit. So we went for dinner one night out and about at one of the like finer establishments. It's expensive. You want to be seen there, all that jazz. We got there. There's about four or five females, two blokes and me. And the whole thing was just a photo fest. Like, I'm not someone that's ever been into that game or care for it, but it was just fucking astonishing to see that photos were taken. No one spoke to each other. The full 2 hours were there. There was nothing more than a surface level conversation, but everything was posted. Everything was a story. Everything was shown outside. Everyone was happy, smiling, candid photos of like looking this way, looking that way. Everyone's fucking faking it. They're like, sorry, bit my teeth. That's gross. Then I guess it reignited itself in the whole idea of faking being rich and faking luxury and people I know that obviously have enough money to do other stuff but engage in buying luxury items to look cool outside of the four walls that they live in. They still have to work. They still have to wake up every morning at 5 a.m., fucking hate their jobs, rock up, get abused by your boss, continue on to show off what materialistic item that you have. And I just think that's the pinnacle of stupidity, really, to hate your life in all aspects, but be able to show someone else that you're living a great life. And there might be some sort of traumas or something like that that make people have to do that. But surely in this day and age, we're able to see past the fact that that's like, it's artificial. It's been put on. It's materialized. No one's doing this. They're not rich. They're not happy. They're not living their life to the fullest if they're doing it on social media. There's just so many people that go to concerts so they can film it. So we went to Blink 182 a couple of weeks ago. My girlfriend's a ginormous fan. My wife is a ginormous fan and didn't film too much. So it's quite surprising. She's someone that does like to film the stuff that she does for whatever reason, but didn't film too much. But there were so many kids there that you could just tell did not know the words, do not know the band, but had to be there because it's they're a cult following figure band. So we had to attend it. We had to fake going there, fake having fun. Turn the camera to the other person, like mumble some words of the big major songs and continue on. Everyone is just a bit full of shit. And I mean, I can be at times too. I'm not the happiest person or I'm not the most centralized person, but on this video and on this podcast, I do try to see both sides, which is not how I live my life at all times. Like, let's be honest. I've got my values and my opinions and I'm just as culpable of like an online persona as anyone else. So I try to filter that sometimes by starting to talk about topics that I'm real passionate about. And when you see someone that's something that someone's passionate about, you can't help but see them leak out like who they are. So you can see sometimes my conservative ideas come out and seep out into other videos. And if you spend enough time with someone or see someone enough in person outside of the internet world, I think that those two are too closely meshed. I don't think there's a difference anymore between the internet world and the real world. People are doing things for the internet world. People are getting lip surgery and you're like, wow, you look fucking stupid when I see you in person. Why'd you do that? Because they look good online. They look good in photos. And that's 99% of the world. Because think about it. How often do you actually go and see these people that you look at online? I was at a point where I didn't follow anyone I knew, but my Instagram was full of following like models or race car drivers or soccer players. So like your world is these four walls and who you follow online. So the people that I was keeping up with was like Lewis Hamilton without seeing my friends. So the real world and your reality is what you see online. So I don't know what the solution is here. That's a bit of a rant. Just, I think it's more helpful to understand that other people are dealing with shit as well. It's not all positive. They're not doing better than you. They're not doing worse than you. Could be they're not making it. So like everyone is really faking it, which is crazy. It's honestly wild to me. But that's my video for today. I hope I articulated my points well enough. Again, leave a comment if you've seen someone culpable of this, or if you are. If you're someone that knows that, man, I'm pretty depressed, but my life on Instagram looks pretty fucking cool. There's, like, my Instagram, my personal Instagram, back when I was in my early 20s, was all luxury items. I couldn't afford to fucking pay my car that I was driving. So that's probably the takeaway from this video. If I can pin it on myself, that's better than pinning it on others. Thanks. Peace out. I'll catch you guys later.